UW-Madison's First Wave program is blazing a new path for students with a first-of-its-kind program in the country. The First Wave program started 10 years ago when William Ney, director of the Office for Multicultural Arts Initiative, was troubled by the lack of diversity among students at UW-Madison.
So funding for First Wave provided scholarships and drew students interested in arts, academics, and activism. Today it's going strong, and it's the only program of its kind in the country.
William Ney joins us now in studio. He's the founding executive director of the Office of Multicultural Arts Initiatives at UW-Madison, which houses the First Wave Hip Hop and Urban Arts Scholarship Program. And also joining us, Deshaun McKinney. He's a third-year student at UW-Madison studying English creative writing, and he's a poet, a rapper, an actor, activist, and scholar. Deshaun, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And William, great to have you with us as well.
Thanks for having us.
So, Willie, we're going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about how the First Wave program first got started.
Well, it had a lot to do with the connection I had with a leader named James Cass, who was the founder of You Speaks, which is probably the premier spoken word organization in the country. He's out of the Bay Area, and he graduated from the UW-Madison. And he had heard about some of the work that we were doing in the Madison School District with poetry slams and activities with youth. And he actually said, why don't you get a group of students to go to the Brave New Voices, which is their national poetry competition, and you can experience what it's like to have, you know, hundreds of youth in one space doing poetry. And so I went out there. I found out I was the only university person amongst a bunch of chaperone and teachers and obviously young artists. And this whole spoken word movement was very new to me. And what the Poetry Slam movement didn't have is a kind of a vehicle to higher education. They empowered youth. They did poetry, you know, slams, writing. But the students, when they turned 19, they didn't really have an outlet to where to go to. And so, you know, I was here at the UW-Madison at that time in Latin American Studies. And so I said this would be a great base foundation for, you know, young folks to end up at the university through this movement. And so I proposed the idea to Daryl Bissell, who is the chief financial officer, basically, or vice chancellor of administration, and said, kind of whoever creates a framework and a support for these students from across the country who are great young poets and artists, you know, would be, you know, a great gold mine for a university. And so that's how it kind of really began.
And Deshaun, you're in your third year in the First Wave program. What does First Wave give you that you might not be able to do if you'd gone to a different university?
So many things. I think the very unique appeal of First Wave is what draws a lot of First Wave students to the university first. I think a lot of students would choose to go elsewhere if it weren't for the things that First Wave provides. And what that is, in many senses, like artistic development and artistic opportunities. And it gives you a vehicle to maintain your art while also pursuing other knowledge interests. So, like, you don't have to major in anything arts-related if you're a First Wave scholar, right? We have people studying, like, the sciences and astrology and things like that, but they're also poets, and they're also, like, rappers and things like that. So First Wave allows you to pursue both things and to find, like, your place. And it also gives you very unique access to people in these artistic fields. Like, we've have unique internships with things like Hot 97 and New York, which is like the premier hip-hop radio station, and they also have these people come in, major producers and artists and so on and so forth. So like this unique access and development, and also that dual nature that allows you is all really important.
And along with being part of the First Wave program, you're also part of the Young, Gifted, and Black activist group here on campus. And I've read that First Wave has a focus also on activism. So, Deshaun, I want to ask you about that. What does First Wave do to support the work that you do as an activist?
Well, I'm actually not a part of Young, Gifted, and Black. I've worked a lot with them, though.
You organized sometimes.
Yeah. I've organized many things on campus. And when it oftentimes, when working in the community, they're the premier group to go to. They're the ones doing the groundwork in the community. But I'm involved in a lot of other organizations on campus. I'm also a part of the board of directors for the United States Student Association, and I do a lot of grassroots work on campus. And again, that being one of First Wave pillars, I think a lot of what they do is make these connections. They allow students pathways to pursue their different activist focus, and they also let students know that activism looks different for different students, right? So there's students who want to go work in the Madison high schools with the youth and things like tutoring and bringing them to campus, letting them know that higher education is a possibility. There's things more like protesting and marching. There's teach-ins. So there's all these different avenues. And I think First Wave has the proper foresight and connections to allow students access to these different spaces so they can pursue their own personal kind of commitment to activism.
And Willie, let's ask you about that, too. So there are three pillars I've read mm-hmm. to this program that are mm-hmm. important: arts, academics, and activism. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit. We've heard a little bit about the arts there from Deshaun. Tell us a little bit about the academics and especially the activism.
Well, academics is obviously the most important pillar for us. You know, they're scholar artists before they're artist scholars. First of all, they're not going to be able to get into UW-Madison, a top-tier, world-class university, without having excellent grades, you know, really strong academic trajectory. And so that's the beauty of it. You know, you're getting a cohort of like amazingly high-level scholars who are also artists, you know, and at the same time that, you know, we do not allow a student into our program that hasn't, you know, demonstrated a strong commitment to community activism, social justice issues. So you do have this full package. This is a very holistic approach towards recruiting these young, you know, these young leaders of America. And now we have our first Chinese students, so I'd say global citizens. The main things we provide also wraparound support services academically when students come. So we have, you know, tutoring programs. We have extremely strong advising through Adea Sefa, who's our amazing academic advisor and assistant director. It's one of those things that we have a very, very strong track record. You know, we're at now about a 90%+ graduation rate, and our students are going on to the top MFA and doctoral programs in the country. This particular fall, three of our students got fully funded graduate program scholarships to the UW-Madison, one in psychology, one in the creative writing program, and one in anthropology. So now they're graduating and they're giving back into the community from where they came from, which is First Wave.
Now, this is a big university. A lot of students go here. Deshaun, does this give you a sense of community that you might not have had if you weren't part of First Wave?
Yeah, I think that's one of the more important facets of First Wave for a lot of students, right? So the demographics of this university are 43,000 plus students. And the majority of those being white, right? And in First Wave is a program that also services underrepresented students, so the majority of students in the program are also students of color. But if you break those demographics down at the university, they're dismal. So, like, students have a hard time finding community on campus. So First Wave definitely offers that to people, because I remember my first year coming onto campus, as soon as there's something called the Summer Collegiate Experience, which is 8-week Bridge to College program that all First Waivers, among other scholarship programs, have to go through, and kind of help you transition into college. And I remember stepping onto campus during that summer, and other First Waivers in the program, as soon as they found out about us, even without knowing us, they already offered, like, hey, you come all to my house so I can make you dinner and we can get to know each other and things like that. And how important that is to help a student understand that there's space for you here, there's community for you here, there's safety for you here. All those things First Wave with its community offers. So.
Now, I remember this was several years ago. I ended up by chance at a First Wave event where there was a lot of spoken word artistry going on, mm-hmm. and it blew me away. I had never heard of First Wave before. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the kinds of art that the students are engaged with. Willie, we'll start with you.
I mean, it's really beyond hip hop arts. I mean, it's, you know, just broader multicultural arts. So we have students, you know, they formed their own bands. One of our students will kind of be the next Nina Simone. Her name is Taylor Scott, and she's actually now in London. She started a group called the Bellhops. Mariah Burden is, like, you know, she's a hip hop blues singer, just amazing. And we have other groups that have formed, you know, both musical groups and dancers. It's the whole gamut, you know, and you know, obviously within addition to the students who are just focused on their, you know, their hip-hop arts and skills.
And Deshaun, as you're a third year, you've got one more year left, but what are you working on and what do you want to do with this as First Wave sends you out into the world?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I think my hands are in a lot of different things right now. Like, I think I'm definitely taking advantage of all three pillars. I think the main focus for me right now, I'll figure out what happens post-graduation, but I'm really just focused on traveling right now and the opportunities to take advantage of those opportunities. and just get more experience and knowledge of the world. I've been fortunate to do a few study abroads and doing another one next semester. So things like that. I'll be going to Tokyo next semester.
Nice.
So that's just really important to me, given my background. Just, you know, a poor kid from Milwaukee. It's not often that you even believe the world is possible. But then coming here and being in a program like First Wave and being surrounded by so many amazing people, you start to dream a little bigger and you start to capture those opportunities. So that's kind of what I'm focused on right now.
That's a great place to leave it. Deshaun, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Willie, thank you to you as well.
Okay, thanks so much.
We've been speaking there with Deshaun Kinney, third-year student at UW-Madison, studying English and creative writing. He's a poet, he's a rapper, an actor, activist, and scholar. And Willie May was with us as well, founding executive director of the Office of Multicultural Arts Initiatives at UW-Madison, which houses the First Wave Hip-Hop and Urban Arts Scholarship Program.